time to go viral. I'm homicidal, I'm killing all my rivals. I'm the man, should I put that on the Bible? I Spotify my target, cause you know I got the title. Hey, I'm a Mac too. I told baby shake that ass like she Apple. She said it's real, so she got my name tattooed. House full, so I hit it in the back room. Baby said she need it now, peep the urgency. I want a little Kim before she had the surgery. Leg spread on that hardcore poster. She love twerking, she just do it for the coach. Big dog, bull master. Six tray Chevrolet, I'm classic. All these niggas mad at me, that's tragic. Your main bitch in the bed, that's graphic. Yeah, we about to go viral. We about to go
viral. Hey, this nigga, he did it so quick though. The nigga didn't even give a nigga like, hey, show post. He didn't say nothing. Now, I'm like, hey, nigga, I'm about to go this. I didn't know this nigga on edge or nothing. He just like, all right. Next thing I heard was, nigga, t-shirt just flew in the air like, phew. I don't know if the nigga socked the nigga shirt off. And he took his shirt. I just seen his shirt in the air like, what the fuck? Man. That nigga shit.
Yeah, that was an eventful night.
Nigga, you know what's crazy? I'm surprised that didn't go. Somebody pulled out a phone.
Oh, yeah, I know, because it happened so fast. Everybody was, like, trying to figure out who was in the melee. They couldn't even really record it, but everybody heard about it, though. They like, man, I heard y'all went up downtown. I'm like, yeah. Wasn't me, buddy.
Not at all.
What's the deal? What's the deal? What's the deal, Viral Gang? We back at y'all with another one. Shout out all the Viral Way members. Shout out to everybody that's in the Viral Gang. If you're not in the Viral Gang, you're not an official Viral Way member. Hit the subscribe button, man. Run them subscriptions up. We on the road to 100K, period, point blank. So y'all run us up. Let's get us to 100K. From 100K, we're going to get to a million. From a million, sky's the limit. But as always, it's your host that do the most, Mr. Viral himself, a.k.a. the villain, because they hate me for my opinion. We got LBC Messiah the Great here to lead the way. We got Shote in the building. Shote, what's happening, cuz?
Man, you already know, nigga. Back at it again, bro. Let's get it.
Messiah, what's up, cuz?
What's
you
the deal?
You turn your energy up, nigga. You better get you an energy drink or something, cuz. You want to be rock star lifestyling. Ain't no, we got early morning studio session. Go ahead, let cut waterfall to go.
Ain't no rock star lifestyle. I don't know what the fuck cuz talking about.
With that same party like a rock star can't perform for the concert.
Exactly. He want to be out all motherfucking night.
I don't know what like he's 19 again. About this nigga, wow. But
hey, shout out to Tinfoil Hat Gang, man, for sure, for sure. We're going to keep that Tinfoil Hat content coming y'all way. Getting a lot of good feedback on that. You know, that's my lane all the way. Y'all can keep the gossip messy-ish, but let's start with the topic of the day. Something that got the culture actually looking good. Something that we had just talked about on the show about it being no good movies and the actors just doing a lot of bad acting. This movie was fire. It was actually fire. I went to go see it last night. You went to go see it?
Yeah, I checked it out last night too.
Now, I just forgot the name of the movie that
Sinners,
fast.
With Michael B. Jordan and Ryan Coogler directed, man.
There we go, man. Sinners. So, Sinners just dropped. Michael B. Jordan did an amazing, amazing job at acting. And they did something crazy. They had him playing twins. And I want to know how they did it. CGI, he did one scene, they merged
probably
it.
Body double, too.
Body double. Yeah. Like, I don't know how they did it, but
I mean,
that's
all this
was
technology,
dope.
It's anything possible now.
To me, I'm like, man, they might have just revealed that clone and had the clone really acting and kind of easing that in. But yeah, Sinners was dope, man. It was a lot of good hidden messages. It was a lot of good cinematic camera work in there. Yeah. Spike Lee called it genius.
I love the music too. The music selection was dope. How they did the blues, a little hip hop, a little country, a little Irish joint. They kind of mixed it all in together.
Yeah, that was amazing. So I did a little deep dive. Apparently Michael B. Jordan was working close with real life twins to get the mannerisms of a real twin, you know? So that's how he was able to act the role out so good. Now, originally, I thought it was going to be like a slave movie because I only seen like one or two trailers like you were saying.
I was like, Rose
I'm
Hood,
like, I'm not trying to see no slave, nothing. But I went to go see it anyway, and it turned out to be nothing like that. Even with the whole vampire aspect, that was crazy. Now, did you catch all the messages in there?
So as far as with the vampire situation, as far as like the generation, how it never ended. I like how that's, if that's what you're getting at with the vampires, like how they never age. Well, they age as far as what they are at the present, but they kind of can see everybody ancestors up to the present. You talking about like that?
Yeah, to me, what I got out of it, now the viewers, y'all might have got something different. it was kind of a play on the music industry to me, as far as like selling your soul. And because the dude, the young kid, I forget his name, he had the talent with the banjo, right?
Yeah, he had a guitar.
What was his name?
I know the twins was Smoking Stacks.
Yeah, that was Michael
Sammy.
B. Jordan.
Sammy was his name, Sammy.
Yeah, so the vampires come to get him because they said, oh, we heard his sound. Even through the walls, we could hear
His pops was a preacher.
His pops was a preacher.
Yeah, and he said, man, be careful who you party with because you're dancing with the devil with that temptation of yours.
Exactly, and they say once you get in the music industry, you're dancing with the devil. So to me, the vampires were the record execs. They were the big wigs in Hollywood, and when you line up with them, that's essentially selling your soul. So the scene you was talking about when he was playing the music, and they were showing every generation of music, from Negro spiritual to hoodoo stuff. They was going to the West Coast rap. They had them crip walking. Yeah. They had the crunk in there. They had the clown dancing. They had every single era of rap. And it was all mixed into the root of where music really started from. So that was dope to me. Did you see it, bro?
Nah, I didn't even see it. I thought you see it last night.
Man, you go love it, bro. Also, too, you know, the fact that y'all brothers and stuff. So that whole connection of protection and things like that and having each other's back, that was a good aspect of it, too. And also, too, by y'all having like similar beliefs, y'all still different in your own way. Cause me, I can feel like I'm Sammy between you motherfuckers. I see the difference between you and you. So yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, this one, he kind of be serious a little bit. Masai, he quiet, but when he pop out, he know how to have a good time. But also too, you know what, is one thing that we didn't talk about as well. We was talking about the movie. I think the aspect of how everybody was running up north for a better life, they did the opposite. They went up north. They said it wasn't even all that. They'd rather come back home and deal with the devil they used to. Mm. Remember that? I don't know if you ever peeped that part. When he went out there, they had their own issues. I guess we can spoil it. Basically, they robbed basically like an Irish and another mafia type
Italian
style. Yeah, an Italian. And then they got their money and came back down. And, you know, they started their own juke joint. But long story short, though, they was basically saying like, man, up north ain't what is really what's all cracked up to be. And that's one thing I was like, I took note of because everybody was in the South was like, man, they ain't got Jim Crow out there. Life must be good. And they like, bro, it ain't really like that because
what is it? Was it that thing like every level is a different devil type shit?
Basically, yeah, on some shit like that. They like, yeah, they saying ain't no Jim Crow, but it's still certain parts in the free world you still not able to go to.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it, so I'm not going to tell the ending, but we can give certain details because I'm pretty sure everybody should have seen it by now if they're watching this. But even they used white people to be the vampires. So I found that interesting because it's a certain group that they say control the music industry. And you link up with them, you sell your soul. But they come in a different form. They don't come as their true self like the vampire. Like when he ran up to the lady house and the Indians came hunting for him. So even that, I'm like, damn, this is kind of wild. They sent the natives to come get dude.
Yep.
And
Chalk people.
The lady in the crib wind up like, nah, he's well,
white.
She didn't even say nothing, right? Yeah. She just looked at him like, he white, he good. So she never told him he was in there. Come to find out, bro wind up being a motherfucking vampire. It's just crazy, you know? It's hard to describe the movie without ruining
it.
Because just from the get-go, they get right into
it. Can I ask you a question, though? On the scale 1 to 10, what you giving it, though?
I'm giving that shit 100. I ain't gonna lie. Like, instantly when I left the movie, I wanted to go watch it again because it's one
Take
of those
notes,
movies
huh?
You can't catch everything on the first watch. Like, because even in the ending, it had a crazy ending.
Because also stay for the mid-credit scenes. Do not walk out when it first ends. Do not walk out. Post for like 5 minutes. It's gonna be a mid-credit scene. It ain't gonna be like how Marvel give you like a snippet. It's gonna be like a good 5-10 minute of a mid-credit scene. That's going to kind of like wrap everything all together.
Because I wanted to talk about it, but he said he was going to go watch it yesterday, but he didn't watch
good.
It, so that's going to kind of fuck it up.
It.
Yeah. But like I said, the vampires to me signified...
One time they can choose to go see a movie.
He fucked up the whole review. So basically they were saying, you have to invite the spirits in.
Yeah,
so they can't just come in. Yeah. You got to invite them in for them to be welcomed. It just was deep, man, because if you look at the music industry, they have these pictures of damn near every artist from a different century, and they look exactly like the artist. I'm talking from Justin Timberlake to even Jay-Z. I know everybody's seen the Jay-Z picture where they're going back where the pictures were black and white from decades and decades and centuries ago. They look exactly like the artist. I mean, who else? Taylor Swift. I mean, the names go on.
They did that with you and that little King.
The more.
Yeah.
So to see that the vampire, when he came to dude and was like, look, I can make sure you tour forever. You love music, you right?
See, hey, that's a.
I can make sure.
You about to start spoiling
now. Nah, because I ain't telling what part of the all movie right. It's in. You just spoiled it, nigga.
Yeah, all right.
Where he was telling him, like, I could make it to where you could tour forever.
Forever.
It made me think of those pictures mm-hmm. when they were saying, hey, these people really never die. They just keep morphing and switching into different realms. But the movie is crazy. Go see it. It's 100 out of 100. The acting was dope. And one key detail that really struck me, which made the whole party go berserk, they let the white girl in. So the white girl.
She was a half breed. She was a half
breed. She was a half breed. She was right?
a half breed because I think her grandfather was like half black or something.
25%
black. Like, it was something like that. So she did throw it out there like, well, on my daddy's side, she did throw that out there.
But
she explained that.
The black brother trusted the white girl, sent her out there to go talk to the vampires.
Yeah.
She come back contaminated, invited mm-hmm. her to the barbecue, turned the whole party
barbecue,
out.
Yeah, once she got invited to the barbecue, it was a wrap. And then. Another thing too. Remember, you saying invited spirits. Remember, it was another character. The store owners, because I don't want to give up the way. Remember the store owners. Remember they had a child, and they was all like, "Man, we know your kids. Woo, woo, woo. Just let us in. If not, we gonna go holla at." Remember that was so they'll use things once they know your vulnerable spots as well. Once they get attached to you as well. That's another
to blackmail.
Thing.
Yeah, because you say, "Oh, we got all your memories. Yeah, we know everything memory. About yeah. you."
And then they start speaking the language she spoke, remember?
Exactly.
They're like, how do these white folks know this type of language?
Exactly. So if you correlate that to the industry, you go look at hip hop and the music that we created, it was once pure when it was just mm-hmm. us. But once we started inviting Sharing. Certain cultures to the barbecue, it got contaminated. So when you go watch the movie, you're going to be able to notice that because dude was playing. Like, even, I don't want to spoil the ending, but towards a part of the movie, they were saying, man, I used to love when you played the original sound.
Yeah.
Like, do you still know the original mm-hmm. sound? Because the sound he was playing after he made it, it got watered down because the record companies wanted yep. him to play a certain sound. So he wind up playing the original sound still. But it just shows you how the music industry's got diluted. Like, even now, you go to the golden era hip-hop, we like, damn, what happened to the golden era, man? Remember... Music was real. It's watered down now. So it's a crazy correlation.
Yeah.
Too many similarities to real life.
It yeah. definitely is, man. It's a lot of similarities. There's a lot of race baiting. It's a lot of thoughts that make you kind of, if it doesn't jar you, it doesn't jar your emotions. Something will. It's going to be a character there that you connect with. You know what I'm saying? Even with one of the twins, he was dealing with like a, remember his chick was like kind of a voodoo woman?
Yeah.
At first, you know what I'm saying? He was low key, he was like, smutting her like, man, that voodoo shit don't work.
He wasn't believing in that shit, right?
He wasn't believing in that shit, honestly, until he really needed her in the situation. And then next thing you know, she became his confidant. So I do believe, like, you know what I'm saying, we need to start protecting our black women on that type of note as well. Don't smut them because we get around a different type of groups.
Well, my girl was kind of pointing that out. Like, they were showing you to trust your woman's intuition. Because he was like, man, you don't know shit. But then when the smoke hit the fan,
you
all he had to rely on was his woman.
And that's the only one he really trusts after a while.
Exactly. Because a major part of the movie happened where he couldn't rely on nobody else. So I don't want to spoil it, but
yeah.
the only one he had to turn to was his woman.
Yep.
Even at the end of the movie, he had to turn back to his woman. And here goes another key detail. Because we had a clip go viral about... Man, the KKK don't get Ricos, and people saying, man, the KKK don't exist no more.
Jeez.
So the same thing happened in the movie where he went to go buy the land from this white guy in the area where the Klan used to run, right? They used to run them up. So he was like, look, bro, I'm selling you this land. They give him the money. He said, I don't ever want to see you again. If I see any of you or your Klan buddies anywhere on my land, I'm killing y'all on the spot. White dude go, man, the Klan don't exist no more.
And he laughed about it.
And he laughed about it. Come to find out, bro was the fucking leader of the Klan.
That's crazy.
The Klan really did exist, and they was planning on doubling back and killing everybody there and taking the land back after they got the money.
Man.
So,
and he overpaid for the land. Remember?
And he overpaid for the land. And the land wasn't what they said it was.
Yep.
So they just was finessing them all the way around the board, and then the Klan still existed. They were just hidden now. Judges, lawyers, cops, basically like we said on the show. So they put all these messages in there, and I was surprised it made it to the theaters. Like, God damn, they let this in the theater? Yeah. This is crazy. Because they basically laying out the blueprint of fucking society in this movie
just using vampires.
But also, too, though, viral, a lot of cats is not going to catch on to the messages. Like, they're going to just think it's pure entertainment and just laugh it off. You know what I'm saying? It's only going to be the ones that's going to really take that correlation and take it and run with it.
No, so that's facts. What, you know, most people just going to look at it like it's just another movie. They forgot about it as soon as they left.
Exactly. So, but by the fact that I think we're old enough to understand and been through certain things in life, we can take that and dissect it and use it to our, and then explain it to the crowd to let y'all know, you know what I'm saying? We're here to wake y'all up. You know what I'm saying? That's basically what this is here for. You know what I mean?
Because they were looking for freedom. So that's what they went up north. It was supposed to go work for Al Capone, the mob. Mm-hmm. They wind up working for both mobs. You know what I'm saying? So once he came back, they had all this beer and shit. The lady figured it out. Like, hold on, you went to work for the Italian mob. Why you got this Irish beer?
Exactly.
Then she like, oh shit.
When
they put two and two together, they coming down here. You're like, man, I'm not tripping. He didn't give a fuck. And he even went to go do business with the Klan to try to get the freedom. So throughout the movie, he realized, shit, the way we was trying to find freedom, we'll never be free. The freedom is really within. But he wind up finding that out towards the end of the movie.
It was a little too late.
By the time he figured it out. Because in his mind, he was saying, well, shit, we could be free the whole time. Because dude, when he played the music, that was his version of freedom. But they were trying to control him.
Yeah,
saying, you can only play here, this and that. He like, look, bro, if you're going to kill me for playing this, you might as well just kill me because you can't stop me. This is my passion. This is my freedom. He even ran away from his pops. Because, you know, they still picking cotton
at
the time.
Yeah, they still picking cotton for plantations. He was the character you're talking about, Sammy. He's the son of a preacher. And he just really wanted to... He was looking up to the twins as inspirations, but the twins was basically saying, like, look, bro, it's not what you've seen. You know what I'm saying? We want you to go this route, and this is the reason why. And he didn't want to believe him. He didn't want to take the game, and he had to learn. He pretty much learned on his own, unfortunately, the hard way.
And this was another point, now that it's sparking my mind, about the devil worshiping music and how music can control you to do things. So they put that in there. If you remember they cloned Tyrone, they had the scene about them playing certain different songs that's on different frequencies and it will make them act different. You play one frequency, they start fighting. Mm-hmm. You play another one, they making love. Yep. You play another one, they shaking. Like, so they put that in this as well with the vampires. So they had their music and it made all the vampires act a certain way. But that was like the devil worshiping music. So
blues
when you see these,
music too, remember?
The blues.
The black preacher was implementing like saying, hey, that blues music is devil worshiping music. So be careful what you playing at. And then amongst us, when the vampires was playing their music, we wasn't feeling it at first because it's like it's a juke joint. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we wasn't fucking with it.
We not fucking with it because again, for this type of music, the frequency, like you just said, ain't for this vibe. But then... they was trying to give them a chance because they had the money, because they was, at the end of the day, still running a business. They still had the money, and they wanted to invite them in, but they were still lurky about the situation. So that's what they did. They sent the white
girl. Yeah, so the vampire promised them that, hey, I can free you right now. You don't have to wait to the afterlife. You can have your heaven on earth now, but you just got to sell your soul to me, in a sense. Meaning, I got to turn you into one of us, a vampire. So once you turn, you'll be with us forever. But you'll be free. You'll see all of our memories, and it'll be great. It'll be this. So they really try to finesse you into coming to the dark side. So it makes you think about these artists that they say sold their soul when they go do these performances, and they're going, hey, they're making an ode to the devil. They got the Masonic checkerboards. Mm-hmm. They got this imagery, the Baphomet, and all of this. You see that there in the movie. When they're performing, they're doing the certain dances with the devil.
Yep. They all circling around them, doing a worship and a chant to trigger all that.
It's deep, man. It's got a lot of messages. This is one of those movies.
Yeah, that should sound crazy.
You have to watch multiple times to catch everything. This was just a brief synopsis. I'll probably come back in here and do a deeper dive after
Messiah. I really want his perspective on... I know it's something that's gonna resonate with him. I don't want to spoil it for him, but I know it's something that's gonna resonate with him. Especially remember the jail scene. Remember the country? Well, they picked up old boy from the train station and they was picking on the side.
And he was like, "Free, y'all, hold it down
for the homies and hold it down for the homies." And what Sammy say? You know them? He said, "No, I know all of them." It just kept it pushing. It was some scenes like that, man, that you gonna love, bro.
Now, it was deep, man. It was a deep-ass movie. I want to talk about the ending because the ending brings the whole movie together. But we'll come back and do a deeper dive after Messiah the Great. Go and watch the fucking movie like he was supposed to yesterday.
Messiah the Late Way, man.
Messiah the Late. If he ain't in traffic, he ain't watched the damn movie. This nigga is crazy.
Yeah, man.
These niggas happy they went to see one fucking movie. This is crazy work.
Okay, but let's switch gears. Recently, Kevin Gates went viral today. This was the first time I seen this clip. Yeah. And he was talking about LeBron James and his wife. So he caused a big uproar saying LeBron James is the greatest NBA player ever. He's one of the GOATs. He's a billionaire. He's this, he's that. He got the perfect family. But I wouldn't want to trade places with him. Because somebody asked him, well, shit, if he got all that, would you trade places with him? He's like, no. And they said, why? He said, because of the way his wife, Savannah, looks at him. They're like, man, what you talking about? He said, when LeBron comes on the court and those white girls are staring at LeBron, they're looking in awe like they seen a god. Their jaw dropped. They're speechless. They're just in complete, utter shock. But he says when he goes over to Savannah to do his, you know, game ritual of shaking her hand, she kind of looked like she annoyed with him or bothered with him. She don't look at him the same way that the white girls in the crowd look at him. He said, I want to be the guy that the white girls are looking at. So I don't want to be LeBron because his ride or die, his right hand, his wife, the one person that's supposed to be looking at him like that, is not really looking at him in admiration in Kevin Gates' opinion.
Man.
Right? So they pulled this picture up.
We got to pull it up.
She looked like, but she looked like she's looking at the game.
So to my question to y'all, does he have a point or does he not?
Man, Kevin Gates is my dog. Hell yeah, he got a point, bro. Because I'm gonna tell you this: another man go peep if your woman's available, man. I'm gonna tell you this right now: it's a certain glow, it's a certain look that your woman should have for you, bro. And if another man say, man, he sent some type of wiggle room in that, he on to something, bro. Not saying Kevin Gates is on the status of LeBron James, but he's definitely in the same room where he can kind of parlay with, you know what I'm saying, some of the people that's in the circle. So it got to be some truth to it because at the end of the day, Kevin Gates is a cat that admitted that he knocked off his cousin. You know what I'm saying? This is a wild boy. So he got some truth to him, man.
Sorry, what's up?
Nah, I was finna speak. I just think with that, I think it's blown out of proportion and I understand what he's saying, but this is like, it's hard to compare that when she's like, she does no longer look at him like the world looks at him. Like she looks at him as her husband. It's LeBron. It's regular. Like, being together that long, you're going to be comfortable. I don't think your girl going to be looking at you the way other women are looking at you from the first time seeing you versus you seeing this man every day you wake up. So I understand what he's saying. Like, your woman should look at you in a sense of, like you said, as a god. If outside of other men. Now, if she see her looking at other men that way, then that's different. But I don't think it was too much.
It's man, like, Kevin Gates is tripping, bro.
Ain't nobody tripping. Just be happy every day.
I'm gonna be the one to say he's tripping, bro. They've been together since high school. LeBron is 20 plus years in the league. They've been together for literally a lifetime. How in awe is she supposed to look at him and they wake up to each other every day? She's been to unlimited games. So, like he said, some fan in the crowd, this is a first time seeing LeBron. They're in awe. They're stand out. They're, oh my God, I can't believe I'm seeing LeBron. Yeah. Nigga, she been sucking his dick since he was 16, 15 years old.
Viral, bro.
Come on, listen.
You full of cap, my nigga, because you just said she sleep with him every night. Bro, this nigga's on the road like 41 nights off the year.
Bro.
Off the rip. She's not one every night.
They've been together since high school, bro.
We know she ain't sleep with him every night if he's on the road or not. And at the end of the day, she be at a lot of games too. So we never know how much she
makes
her
heart grow fonder, bro. That's what I'm saying.
How in all is she supposed to look at him? And we've been together for over
damn near 30 years.
That's
like just having a best friend.
I understand that, bro.
We damn near merged as one.
So you're saying, let me ask you this, bro. Because it's different. It's not like they're regular Joes, bro. It's not like he got a 9-to-5. He coming home every night. This dude is going to the Olympics. He's going to different countries, bro. He's constantly promoting something. He's not by her side all day, every day.
Do you leave heart eyes and googly eyes under your girl pictures every time she posts a picture on the gram?
That for me or for him?
Not for you.
Nigga.
So before you got her, Before you got her, you in the comments. You on everything. After you knock her down, is she yours now?
It becomes regular at that point. But I'm going to say this, though. I'm going to say this. I live a different lifestyle from them. You know what I'm saying? I see her every night, pretty much. Having that time, let's say we go weeks apart, it's going to cause two things. Either it's going to have me go to look at other women, or it's going to make me miss her a lot. And I think what Kevin Gates is getting at is, he's not by your side every night, so you should be gassing him up, because at the end of the day, let's be real, LeBron is way more wanted in this world than Savannah is. And I'm happy that the fact that they are together. I'm not knocking their love. But it has to be some truth to it, because at the end of the day, this is a man who's been accused of cheating by, like, Drake. You know what I'm saying? They were trying to expose him and shit like that. So he's basically saying, you need to gas up LeBron as if he's the only man on earth, because at the end of the day, where is she going to go after if her and LeBron don't work out?
How do we know she's not gassing him?
And then, that's crazy.
Because Kevin Gates wants to see it publicly done, bro.
No, it doesn't matter. Look, with these type of narratives, they bring up one picture. They never match it. Like, they never equate the time she is looking at him in admiration. They never bring up
Have you ever seen one?
Yes, I've seen pictures of her looking like she was happy with LeBron. It's 2025. There's no women that stand with a man at this day and age if they ain't happy. We know they put their feelings first.
Put that in the comments. Ladies, so, I'm happy to see y'all, man.
Bro, for the most part, what I mean is you'd have been heard something about her if that's the case. But,
been with someone since high school, you're there for a deeper purpose and a deeper reason than the looks at this point. So the looking and the admiration, I don't care if you have the world's number one top model. After I fuck and I get the post-nut clarity, you are regular. I'm never going to look at you the same as I did that first time I glanced at you. The first time I seen you, that's the most in awe I'm going to ever look.
So you saying basically long-term relationships gets boring after a certain amount of time?
You have to have something deeper to keep that. So obviously they got something deeper. So some random bird in the crowd who is a LeBron James fanatic or a groupie, of course she's going to look in deeper googly eyes than his wife, who been holding him down, going through the ups and the down of a relationship. Bro, that you're going to have a different look after that. It's just like your girl. If she posts a thirst trap, you might not even leave a comment. You might swipe right by that shit.
You're
going to have 100 niggas telling her she the most beautiful woman on this planet. It might get to a point your girl be like, you don't even compliment me no more. I go to the gas station, I get a compliment. I go to work, I get a compliment. You like, bitch, these niggas ain't got to deal with you. I've been with you for 10 years. You want me to compliment you every day? He never seen you before. He just wanna hit.
Because we all know, bro, let's just be real. It's two type of women in this world. It's women you fucked and the women you haven't. So the ones you haven't, of course you're gonna be more excited for. You know what I'm saying? But I do believe at the end of the day, what Kevin Gates is trying to get at is be more, I guess, more animated out in public with your man, because at the end of the day, we want to see more black relationships succeed. And so gas them up as if you are the only woman for him and can't no other woman compete. Not saying that LeBron ain't doing this dirt or he's a great guy, whatever the case may be. What he's basically trying to get at
her spot,
show a little more exciting.
Her spot is solidified.
Yeah, not necessarily. 50% of marriages end in divorce. And then if you get married a second time, it's a 75% chance of you getting divorced.
That's cool.
So, It gets
that has nothing to do with LeBron.
That's cool, exactly.
They've been together since high school.
You can drop all the statistics.
That shit don't have nothing to do with LeBron.
If LeBron was going to fuck that up, he would have been fucked that up. And 9 times out of 10, like...
It would look bad for his brand, though, if he fuck it up, though.
Fuck the brand, fuck everything else. They're connected on a way spiritual, mental, physical level, way deeper than what's on the surface. So it doesn't have to take that. LeBron doesn't need that every day at this point. He know... He has something to rely on when he's going through all that. All the LeBron hate he get, you think she not there in his ear keeping that nigga mental straight?
Listen, bro, they've been LeBron is 40. They've been together since 17. She was 16. What the fuck are we talking about? We talking about Kevin Gates, who ain't been married a year. How the fuck are we comparing someone who been with a high school sweetheart till he was 40 as the number one player in the world since we heard his name and ain't got a blemish or a smut on that relationship? We've never heard Savannah say one negative thing. We've never heard one negative thing come out of that relationship in the era of the drama, of the messy, of the everybody get exposed.
The worst of the worst.
LeBron has never. We're talking about Kevin Gates is running around with Brittany Renner. Talking about he finna marry her. One of the biggest whores in the world. How the fuck are you telling LeBron's wife how does she should be operating? You run around with a whore that's cosplaying a Muslim.
Hey,
Kevin, what are we talking about, girl?
Hey, Kevin Gacy speaking some facts, homie. That's all I'm saying, homie. Kevin Gacy speaking facts.
Kevin Gacy's the nigga running around talking about he getting pissed in his mouth and fucked his cousin.
He didn't know it was his cousin.
He knew and still kept fucking her.
Afterwards.
Like, what are we talking? Like, what?
Too deep into it. Hey, listen.
Sure, I'm like, that's my nigga.
Kevin Gates' girl is online right now.
Who, Drea?
Yes, nigga. He been embarrassing her, dragging her through everything. How the fuck are we taking advice from Cud? Even if LeBron doing his thing.
I think it was blown out of proportion. I think he was just giving a perspective of what he's seen.
Yeah.
I think he said something like, I see what other people don't see. So basically, in his mind.
He's out of pocket, nigga. I'm telling him he's out of pocket. Nigga, what are you talking about? You seen one game. Like, nigga, this is LeBron. This is normal.
But even
this is his job.
Yeah, but even on top of that, people get into it. You never know if they got into it that day or whatever it could be. You know, because you got
that's true. I mean, 20 years ago, I mean, I'm pretty sure that bitch brush her teeth too loud, it annoys her. I mean, annoys him. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I get it.
I'm not even saying in that way, just in relationships in general. You're not going to agree on
everything.
You
have your ups and downs. You know,
Savannah is the blueprint 101 of how a wife should operate. When dudes come around, she look at the ground. When them NBA players walk by, they shaking hands. Nigga, Savannah don't even pay them niggas no mind. Like, they invisible.
That's what she's supposed to do, bro.
You even see Beyonce, nigga, getting kissed both cheeks in front of Jay. The audience is like, damn.
Ghost.
Yeah, nigga, Savannah not playing that. The most Savannah gonna do is give a hand. Ain't no hugs, ain't no nothing. Your body's not touching my body. This is for my husband.
You ain't finna even think like you ain't finna put
something. She automatically, here you go, homeboy. No eye contact.
No, that's good.
She's not at the game side-eyeing, like nothing. Savannah is blueprint 101. You ain't never seen her post a thirst trap. You ain't never heard a rumor. Nothing.
She did have a thirst trap, though.
Well, I'm going to see.
Where, nigga?
She had that picture with that see-through shit on, squatted down.
Well, I'm going to see it. Yeah, look it up. Yeah. I'm going to say this, though, bro. I mean, even if she did, though, bro, not like that, man. I'm not even trying to make it like LeBron is like God's gift on earth, but not like that, though.
So you saying LeBron is God's gift on earth?
No, I'm saying, but where she going to go out? I mean, if her and LeBron don't work out, what's going to be her plan B? Well, I mean, she going to be single for the rest of her life?
Well, she going to be alpha widow, bro. When you reach a man of that status, no other man is going to be able to fill
those
shoes.
The only person she can probably fuck with maybe is like Barack Obama. Like,
Obama. Obama finna fuck around and get divorced. Nigga, who the fuck is Obama? Nigga, what? This nigga said Obama.
But I'm saying, because he has a level of power, though, bro.
Obama ain't got no fucking nigga.
What you talking about? He still got...
Obama lucky classified with the goofies at this point.
Yeah, he's a goofy. We don't even know what side of the rainbow he on, nigga. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about as far as like level.
Now his wife now Michelle the one who ain't happy.
Exactly, she out there nigga doing all type of shit.
So y'all basically saying Michelle, if she becomes single, y'all on it?
Nah,
I don't even know if Michelle ain't Michael, nigga.
Allegedly. Come on, bro, we ain't gonna do that.
Nah, we doing
she the
that.
Baddest
nigga.
First lady ever, my
nah,
nigga.
Yeah, the baddest, all right. She getting looking like the predator right now, nigga. Yeah, I never fell for that shit.
I ain't gonna do her. I ain't gonna do auntie like that, bro.
Auntie might be uncle, nigga.
I'm not gonna
finna kill, cause he hate women.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm not
nigga.
About to do Michelle.
I'm
like
calling
that,
the spade a spade, nigga. I don't care what y'all talking about. Niggas can be mad or whatever.
Shit, she looked better than Laura Bush or something like that back in that.
Hillary
Clinton.
All I'm saying is, bro. LeBron, don't pay no attention to what Kevin Gates talking about. He probably got pissed on that morning. I don't want to hear nothing that what the fuck he talking about.
Kevin Gates
is the same nigga who said his bitch could go fucking nigga long as she come tell cuz.
Yeah, that
the fuck is we talking about, nigga?
Hey.
Don't take no relationship advice from this nigga.
Kevin Gates make great music, man. Stick to music, Kevin Gates, and continue to give your advice.
You jumped out your body with that one, bro. I'm sorry. And I fuck with Kevin Gates. You way out of pocket.
Nigga.
Ain't gonna be no Savannah slander, nigga.
So we saving Savannah, but we go say Michelle's Michael.
Yes, nigga. What do you mean?
Kind of proof you have of that?
We're just looking. I just mean this. If you look.
She has two kids.
Right. But there's no proof that them is even her kids, nigga. Well, you got
what kind of proof? Like, we need to
you
be-
got Obama's own brother coming out talking about, yeah, that's a man. My brother really gay. Them kids, they bought them kids, nigga.
Oh, Lord, bro.
You see the daughter, nigga, smoking every time you see her. Like, she's stressed out.
Bro, she was living in a White
chain
House.
Chain smoking every day you see her, nigga. She's looking older and older. Chain
think
smoking.
About it. Think about it, man. If you was the president's child, bro, even if you bought, you know how many cameras are always on you, the level of perfection you have to be? Like, they can't not get in no form of trouble. Bro, they can't sneak out the house. They can't have boyfriends. They can't do.
Look at Donald Trump's son, nigga. This nigga damn near impeccable. His dad is just getting the most hate out of almost any president ever. That nigga's son moved like the president. Like, what are we talking about?
He's white privilege, bro. Come on, you forgetting the whole...
I'm not forgetting shit, bro. I'm looking at facts, nigga. I'm looking at Michelle standing next to her. She towering over her.
Did you think that when he first started running, though? Like in 08?
No, he didn't.
No, because I wasn't looking that deep into it.
So now other people swayed you to believe that that's what's going on?
Bro, we not.
Not even
that.
Other people have swayed me. It's like, you know, you may not have known something, and then once somebody mentioned it, you start to look at the details a little deeper. Then you go, damn, it might be something to this.
On my Keem shit, what's the truth of the details?
I mean, the truth of the details
is... How do, like he said, if we had no facts, what do people notice? Are they looking at pictures? Are they looking at certain things?
They're looking at pictures. They're looking at, I believe, one of the his birth certificate wind up being fraud or the passport. One of those identifications came back fraud.
Obama?
Yeah.
They say, because they were saying he was an immigrant. They didn't believe that he was born in Hawaii. I mean,
he's related to the Bushes. So that information never was... giving out. Like, man. Nigga, they got baby pictures of this nigga with Bush's family. Bush was already the president. So what are the odds? This random black guy that just went to college and all of a sudden, no, nigga, he's a part of that system.
So Michelle.
He was selected, not elected. Nigga, they put him in there.
All right. So if he was selected, out of all of 1% of black people of him being selected, bro, he select a man to be his spouse?
He's not the only president that they saying wife was a man. It's a bunch of presidents. That. If you start to look at the photos, they look like fucking men.
Most
you look
white
at them first
women
ladies.
Don't age well.
No, Byron? Nigga.
So say that's true. Then do you think they did that by design? Then, if that's the case, chose a punk for a president for our first black president.
Yeah. What agendas have been going on lately?
I mean, he. I mean, listen.
Which community did he give the most rights to? Let's start there. They call him the first gay president. Because he gave the gays the most rights in history.
I'm going to say he had to swing that way because at that point, bro, that's the ones that kept him kept him elected, bro.
No, so we kept her elected.
The first one he ran off of us having hope in black. The second one was definitely the whole, you know what I'm saying, let everybody get married and be happy.
All I'm saying is before we jump out there to defend people, we should go do our own research. Now, I'm not saying she is a man. I'm just saying.
That's what you're saying.
You just said that.
No, I didn't. I said she
exactly
could.
What you're saying.
I said could, nigga. I didn't say for a fact. No,
I said
it's a possibility.
It's a fact, but in your mind, you're saying she is.
No, it's not. I'm saying in my mind, when I go look and I deep dive, like, damn, she's starting to look a little more manly as she ages. Not looking as feminine as she once did.
Well, if I tell a female, I don't know if you are a male or a female. Yeah. I'm insinuate that
you're a man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, once you question it,
you, I'm putting you in that category now.
I'm not putting you in that category. I'm saying go ahead and prove you a woman.
So if it was a woman that you have to question about fucking,
that
you're gonna equate her with as looking like, now you're too close.
Bro, where have you seen them together since his presidency ended?
I'm not saying
when
you're
wrong. No, I'm asking this nigga. When they went to the inauguration for Trump, why was Cud there by herself?
She didn't go. She don't fuck with Trump.
So why is it rumors of them getting divorced now?
Right. She not happy.
Listen, bro. At the end of the day, homie, she had to go for the experience. Even if she wasn't happy when he was running for president and became president, bro, that's still a title and a privilege of having that you will never experience. Like, nobody being able to walk through those halls and be in an Oval Office. Like, bro, she's part of history at the end of the
day. When have we seen that family together since they got out the White House?
They're not happy, bro.
No, fuck not happy. When have we even seen the kids with the parents?
Out in public or something, yeah.
You ain't even seen the kids with them, nigga.
So you saying that all that shit was bought and...
It was a hoax.
All that shit was a hoax to me,
cuz. But guess what, though, bro? She still was able to be in the White House, even if she was a male or a female, bro.
So now you kind of... You swaying?
No, I'm saying I don't think she's. Listen, bro, she's a woman.
You said she was the baddest female
out of all the first ladies, bro. Out of all the first ladies, I'm assuming she's the baddest, homie. Because
you crazy?
Go down from George
Washington. Kennedy, nigga.
He wasn't married to
Kennedy. He had the baddest first lady, nigga. She had a gang of ass, nigga. What you talking about? She was a joint, nigga. What
he said
about?
She had a gang of ass.
Come on, bro. Go watch the assassination video when
she
jumped out the car.
Yeah, she was that's one.
She looked way better than fucking
so
Michelle.
You basically saying you fucking with Hillary Clinton? You fucking with Laura Bush?
I'm not saying I am. All I'm saying is this is not just Obama though. Like, really go down this rabbit hole, bro. There were a lot of presidents. When you go look at the first lady. First lady looking like the first man.
Yeah, some of that shit was crazy. I remember they were showing that. Bro. I think I seen that on Twitter or something. I forgot where I seen it at, but
I'm not about to go hard. Listen, black women already get it hard enough because they got to have the hair and all that, bro.
They don't got to have shit. They doing that shit on their own.
They doing it because it's the peer pressure of this standard that we place on them, bro. Like
we don't place no standard.
Nigga, they're doing it because they don't want to be themselves.
We're telling them to wear your natural hair. We like that shit. So we not placing nothing. They trying to go to society standard or what society said.
And what's society standard? Being feminine? She can't help that she tall. She can't help the fact that she got her daddy size stature. Bro, like,
let's not act like our women used to, like they didn't wear afros and was still beautiful.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is CG just basically said she's very masculine looking. She's taller. You can't help how tall you are.
Bro, have you looked at her lately?
Let's look her up, man. Like, you make it, because I'm not. This look one, at, you look at her like when RuPaul she was standing.
Bro, she, like, that's what she looked like, nigga.
Man, come on, bro. I'm not.
Bro, go look at her standing next to other females, nigga. She looked like
I'm about to see how tall she is.
Like a linebacker, nigga.
Linebacker. That's crazy, bro. Yeah, come on, bro.
Nah, I ain't saying that.
Man, y'all niggas ain't look,
I'm not
nigga.
Saying you crazy. I said that's crazy work if she looking like a linebacker.
Y'all saying I'm sounding harsh, but niggas ain't look, bro. This shit look crazy.
I didn't say shit. I know what the fuck.
That's what made
about.
Me like, God damn, this shit looking kind of wild, bro. I'm not even putting this on her. I'm just saying.
All right, so she 5'11". So she's tall for a woman. She under 6 feet, though.
This nigga crazy.
Yes.
Like I said, bro, I'm just saying, go down that rabbit hole.
These are just
I'm not
random pictures.
I'm not pinpointing this on Michelle. There's a lot of presidents who first ladies look like they were dressed up as men cross dressing. A lot. I looked and I was shocked. Even fucking Einstein's wife. I'm like, damn,
cousin,
that looked
bro.
Like a fucking.
Didn't Einstein knock off his cousin?
I don't listen. Look like a man, bro.
Man,
that's all I'm saying.
Hold on. I know.
It looked like a man, bro. Is all I'm saying.
Einstein was on some incest shit.
They were saying a lot of these niggas was on some cross dressing shit since back then, but I don't want to keep harping on that because I don't want to seem like I'm just picking on that community because I'm not. But I'm just saying, if you go down that rabbit hole, you'll see what I'm talking about. Because we didn't grow up looking at these pictures, nigga. Look, bro.
That's not a what you trying to, she's horrible looking.
Bro, you gonna tell me that don't look like a damn man?
She's just, I mean, not like that. Look, she's.
Come on, gang.
Bro, she's not a.
Come on,
woman.
Gang. That look like a man. She look like cub.
She look like a typical jerk.
Is that an updated family picture?
But I'm gonna go to the next
she
subject.
She don't look bad
I don't
right here,
bro.
She look like an older man. Let me ask you, no, real talk. Is that an ugly picture of her? Honestly.
No, this is a doctored up photo. Go to an undoctored photo. Go listen, bro. Her teeth don't look like that.
She probably got
have you
the
seen her real teeth?
Them
shits look crazy. See, so, he gonna have me seem like I'm attacking Michelle. I'm not, bro. I'm just calling the facts, cuz. Look at the unedited photo. It looked crazy. This nigga pulled up a Photoshop photo up. Man, y'all niggas wild.
It just said latest photo.
Man, I ain't trying to hear that. But look, I wanna ask y'all this, right? Before we get into the deeper topics.
What's up?
Because I got a lot of slander for this. I posted Ja Rule's 24th anniversary photo with him and his wife. So he posted the before when they first got married, and he posted the after. And his wife gained a lot of weight.
What's a lot?
Like in that 24 pounds. It looked like she might have put on damn near 100. I'm gonna go to the post
crazy word,
and show y'all.
I didn't think that much.
So I said, this is grounds for divorce. And everybody got mad at me. So if you marry your woman and she's physically fit, and somewhere along the lines of that marriage, she lets herself completely go to the point where she's now obese and she's not trying to fix it. Like, this is take me as I am. Mm. Is a man wrong for divorcing her for that reason?
No. I believe the standard you met somebody at is the standard they should keep or get better. The only exception I will make is there's a physical sickness or ailment that causes you to, you know what I'm saying, for your body to change. That's the only way you should really give somebody a pass. But if they're able, if an able body is still able to maintain, that's where you met them at. I understand some people go through things where a woman has childbirth. Oh, wow.
So that's the photo.
She doesn't even look like the same person.
That's what I'm saying. So let me tell you why I said it's grounds
but
for 20, divorce.
24.
I'm going to tell you why I said it's grounds for divorce, and then I'll let y'all go. The reason I said is because I married you when you look like this. So this is what I fell in love with. This is what I was committed to. The person you turned into when you gained all this weight, I did not sign up for that. The same way you met me, I was a certain type of provider. So just because we've been locked in for 24 years, doesn't mean all of a sudden I can stop providing, because you married me under the premise that I was going to provide, I was going to protect. So if 24 years later, Ja Rule goes broke and he says, I don't ever want to work again, it's on you now, baby. We've been together for 24 years. Take me as I am. You're the provider now. You take care of the household. She's going to leave him, because you don't just get to stop providing and being the man that she married because you married, and take me as I am. So when I married you, your currency was your beauty. Part of your currency was your body, your fitness. It is up to you to keep that up to par, especially if I'm in better shape than I was back then. Ja Rule is ripped now. The nigga is really on his shit. If you've seen Ja, he really on his fitness tip. So the fact that he's going up, ascending, and she went backwards, you breached the contract, baby. I'm out of here.
Well, I'm going to just go back to your point you just said earlier about the Savannah thing. Maybe they so locked in that he's past the physical part. Maybe it's so much of a emotional connection they have together. No, don't show the picture like it's crazy. She's horrible looking right now. No, she doesn't. It looks super diluted. What I'm basically, her face is so diluted.
The significance of it, the significance of them being together 24 years, I think, like you said, it just go back to what Short just said.
Yeah.
The end of the day, it's deeper than the looks. Yeah. I'm not saying you'd be wrong to leave her for that, but if he's not putting on those certain stipulations for her, then that's a different thing. It goes similar to what with LeBron and his girl. Like, they've been together so long, where it's like he's looking past that, and then you never know what he might be doing behind closed doors. So Ja Rule and them, I think they good, but grounds for divorce it can be if she's it not trying be. To work on that.
That should be in a clause. If you gain a certain amount of weight, like, it should be a little wiggle room, right? Depending on however many kids you want to have. Yeah. You know, she might put on 20 and then knock off 15 and keep 5 of it. Cool. So if we got 3 kids, I give you a 15-pound limit that you can gain. Anything over that, you're breaching the contract. If you're not working to go up under that, we might got to renegotiate. Because when you met me, if I'm making $100,000, you expected me to go up, not backwards. So if we get married and I'm at $100,000, and then all of a sudden I'm at $50,000, and I get to $50,000 and go, well, I'm more comfortable here because I got to work less than I did at $100,000. You're going to start looking at this nigga like, what? I didn't sign up for that.
But she stuck through that nigga and watched his whole career dwindle. She's still around.
She did. That's what I'm saying. When G-Unit came out, bro, Murder, Inc. wasn't the same record. They wasn't as high as they were. And on top of that, too, as well, what if, like, prime example, bro. Like, she gained a lot of weight, but what if she flipped? What if she got anorexic, all gauntly looking and sick looking? I mean, it's the same stipulation.
We can't go on what if. We can go on reality.
I understand.
We can what if to death.
But I'm just talking about still, though, the look wise, that's still not the same person. Like, that first, the before picture, what if she would have lost like 80 pounds from there?
Then the same thing. I didn't sign up for that.
Exactly, bro. Again, they're 24 years in, bro. If that's how you feel, that's how you feel. But if Ja is like, man, this woman has held me down when I was going at it with G-Unit, when I was damn near bankrupt, whatever the case may be, he loved her for who she is. We can't knock her off. We can't knock her down for that. But
I'm not knocking anybody down. I'm saying for me, that's grounds for divorce. Now, Ja obviously is married to her, so of course he feels the way that y'all saying, allegedly. We think, because he's still with her. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I'm saying for me, if my woman goes up,
she can look like that, 15 pounds?
That's out, bro. Your woman should be going backwards. So let's say you meet her and she was big. Okay, cool. But this is going to be a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go backwards, not forward. Once you're going this way in the weight, didn't sign up for that.
So what about when you get older and the face starts swaying now? Because, you know, everybody don't age gracefully like us. So if you see that's like that pink in her. That yellow shit is making her look like that, too.
No, that's fat.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying just fat only, but as they get older, they don't really.
Man, that's fat, bro.
I'm saying,
if she was to go back to that first original weight, I guarantee you she's going to look
similar.
Her face
won't look
similar. I know, of course, the face going to be stronger. It's going to be slimmer.
She got the
slimmer.
Double chin going.
So say the face, as you get older, at some point, your woman is going to start to look old. Is that grounds for divorce, too?
No, it's not about the aging.
I know.
First of all,
but she don't look as good no more.
No, first of all, aging is completely different, and you can't control the rate that you age. Believe it or not, people got shit diets, people got shit habits, and people actually be accelerating their aging process. You can reverse the aging process. It's already scientifically proven. You have a certain diet, you have a certain fitness regimen.
Yeah.
You expose yourself to the sun, the natural elements, you will age gracefully. It's the problem is they got a lot of shit in the food, chemicals and all of that. People don't watch their diet. People don't exercise properly and people don't hydrate enough. So they start aging like shit. Not to mention they binge drinking on the weekends. They might smoke hookah and people be adding on to their aging, bro. Like, that's just what it is. I go to the gym. This is why I have zero excuses, nigga. I just seen a lady that was damn near 70, shredded, in there with her daughter, nigga, and her granddaughter.
So the grandma that's, like, or the daughter, a lady that's 70 years old, she wasn't masculine even though she
No,
shredded.
Nigga, she was fit. I had to stop her going, I don't want to be disrespectful, but you are aging gracefully. You are in better shape than some of the younger women in here. That's when she told me her age because I couldn't believe it. She's still doing yoga, jogging, everything.
Can you what nationality was she? Or
she was white.
She was a white American.
She was
woman?
White, and you know they age rapidly.
They age like guacamole when you set out in.
Yes, they age terribly, but she was aging grace. I'm like, damn, because I seen her from the back. The ass was firm. I'm just like, God damn. Well,
can I ask you this though? I'm gonna ask y'all both of y'all this because I know y'all in the gym. I go to the gym. Let me ask y'all this though. When y'all typically go to the gym, as far as the women wise, do y'all see a lot of sisters in there?
Of course we don't.
Man, we already talked. You know we talked.
You know that, nigga. Yeah, you trying to bait us?
No. What I'm trying to get at is, but why is that? Is because we don't push it as a culture. We don't rap about it in our music. Is it not promoted in the movies or in TV shows? Because the thing about it is, it seems like we so push entertainment in our culture so much. Is not healthy living talked about enough, or is not cool enough?
It's not shamed enough. We so to accept, this is what I'm saying. The language I'm using, the viewers and the women are going to hate it.
Yeah.
But if the men started operating on the same code, like, hey, y'all got to get in shape. 8 out of 10 of us are morbidly obese. 8 out of 10 is a crazy statistic. And then you go outside in the real world going, that's not real. You go to the gym. He go to the gym. I go to the gym. Even in black areas, there's still not a lot of blacks in
us.
There.
I see the men in there. We in there.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah, that's facts. But yeah, I think a lot of our women got bodies, or they, you know what I'm saying, what we deem as good looking bodies. And so a lot of them probably feel like they don't have to, but not knowing that, you know what I'm saying, that's why you winded and everything else when it comes to certain
they just
situations.
Think having a fat ass just,
I've
just
seen it, older, you know, women in the gym, though, older black women. I usually see more than the younger, and they be some of them in tip-top shape, got hella kids. Like, I was going to the gym when 24 Hours had a kids club. 24 Hour Fitness had the kids club. Mm-hmm. I distinctly recall women walking in with 4 or 5 kids. Stomach flat, chiseled, nothing. Like, they were fit, bro, with 4 or 5 of them little motherfuckers. And I was the dad who went to the doctor visits when my BM was pregnant. And the doctor's telling her, you can work out up damn near until the day that you give birth.
Yeah,
So that whole nine months, I've
seen big pregnant women in the gym. Yeah.
You can work out.
They be doing
water. Women get pregnant and don't work out a day during the pregnancy.
And you know what's crazy? They say it actually helps you push out the baby easier when you work out.
Yeah, you're supposed to. You're not supposed to just sit there and just indulge.
So
like that.
All of that baby weight, you can knock some of that off while you're pregnant. So it's like, there's no excuses, cuz. Like, we give too many excuses.
I don't know if they can knock off baby weight while they're pregnant.
He's saying if you're not getting fat, then you're declining after you have the baby.
This is what I mean
by you working out is keeping half the battle.
Yeah, you're not getting oblivious with the weight. Yeah,
instead of maybe gaining 10, 15 pounds, you might gain 7.
I get what you're saying now.
Right, exactly. Because, you know, they got them weird cravings. They eating all types, like
different
just whatever.
Hours,
and then once they had a baby, oh my God, the baby weight. No, but it was you. You didn't do a damn thing for 9 months.
But also, too, they say breastfeeding burns calories as well. So there's a lot of things that help them as well. Also, you know what I'm saying? It's unfortunate that this woman.
Bruh, breastfeeding?
Well, breastfeeding, we need to breastfeed our children anyway. It has a lot more health benefits.
It helps their IQ. It helps everything.
Exactly. More than if they, I know some women.
No, I mean, I thought you was referring to that, like, that's a good, like, an exercise.
No. I'm saying it burns calories. No, but it does. No, you can Google that shit. Like, it does help. It burns calories because your body's generating. But what I was just trying to get at, though, with his wife, that's unfortunate that her body changed in that manner. And maybe you need to do something to help motivate her or something.
Bro,
I don't know. Maybe she want to look like
this
that.
This is just what it is. This is a cold, hard fact. The body that your woman gives you is the respect level that she has for you. Because women know men are visual creatures.
Yeah.
We're visual. So if she's bringing you a slop body, she don't give a fuck about you, nigga. That's like you coming home with an empty wallet. You don't give a fuck about your woman. If you coming home broke, she paying the bills, and you're not trying to do nothing to help the situation, how much do you care about your woman or your family? That's the same thing. How much do you care about this man when you want him to be faithful to you? You want him to only sleep with you, but then you're going to bring a fucking pillowcase full of dirty clothes as a body for him. Like, really? Like, like come on, cuz. You look like a with dirty laundry basket. Shit lump everywhere. Your fucking chin hanging. What man wants to come home to that after a long day of work? Like, what the fuck are we talking about? Has the bar went that low where we got to make excuses? Like, we don't know a good diet and exercise will keep you looking good forever.
I think you had a good point. I think shaming needs to be brought back because honestly, when you, I remember shaming.
Going in.
Yeah. We need to bring back shaming because that's when shaming's going to either make you do two things. It's going to either enhance the situation you in or it's going to make you want to change for the better. We need to bring back shaming back, homie.
And it wasn't just about Ja Rule's wife. She just happened to be the example because the photo was there. I'm just saying this needs to be in the clause of marriage. If you're going to get married, a man marries you at a certain stature. This is what he fell in love with. He didn't fall in love with you with an extra 60 pounds, 80 pounds. I don't even know this woman.
You know what's crazy? Because if you think about it, a lot of that shit start early ages. Y'all remember, y'all ever been in like school where you had to do, we had laps like every, say Thursdays.
Oh, yeah.
You had to run all the whole PE. And then majority of the women would just walk and run, get like two laps uh-huh. done the whole time.
And then look you know? Cute and walk in the show. Yeah. You had to do a mile, I think in like 8 minutes, 8 to 10 minutes or something right. like that.
I'm going
to
tell you how far the bar has failed with women and marriage. Now, I was saving this for when we had a woman, right? Because I wanted to see if she fit the script of this 1955 Good Housewives Guide. So there was a guide actually put out to the public in 1955. I'm actually do this again when we have a woman on. And it explains how wives should treat their husbands. There's a whole numbered checklist of what a good wife should do. Number one, have dinner ready. Plan ahead, even the night before, to have a delicious meal ready on time for his return. This is a way of letting him know you have been thinking about him and are concerned about his needs. Most men are hungry when they come home, and the prospect of a good meal is a part of warm welcome needed. Like, they're literally telling women, hey, when your man come home from work, have dinner ready. Number three, prepare yourself. Take 15 minutes to rest so you'll be refreshed when he arrives in the door. So when he arrives, drop to your knees, get to sucking him off, have a hot dinner ready. They said take a nap before cuz get home so you energize. Touch up on your makeup, put a ribbon in your hair, and be fresh looking. He has just been with a lot of work-weary people. He's been out busting his ass all day around a bunch of smelly-ass, stanky-ass men. So when he come home, his beautiful wife should be ready, makeup, ribbon in her hair, hot dinner ready, ready for this nigga in lingerie.
I love this.
Number four, be a little gay. And gay meant happy back then. Yeah. So be happy and a little more interesting for him. His boring day may need a lift. So you got to be his entertainment when he come home.
Twerk for that nigga.
Be happy. No nagging, no nothing. Smile. Ask him, how was your day? This is a guide to how to be a good wife. How many women fit this? Number five, clear away the clutter. Clean the fucking house. He shouldn't have to come home, vacuum, do nothing. Gather up the school books, toys, paper, etc. Run a dust cloth over the table. Bro, this is crazy because I don't really know no women that'll fit this. They'll all be divorced going by this guide. Number six, over the cooler months of the year, you should prepare and light a fire for him to unwind by. Have his drink ready, have his cigar ready, have the fire lit so he can come from out the cold and be warm. Kick his feet up. Number seven, prepare the children. Take a few minutes to wash the children's hands and faces. Comb their hair and, if necessary, change their clothes. Children are little treasures, and he would like to see them playing a part. Minimize all noise at the time of his arrival. Eliminate all noise. Washer, dryer, vacuum. Encourage the children to be quiet. This is crazy. This is a real guy, nigga. 19. How many women you dealt with that went by this?
Not all of it, but some of it they have. Not all of it, but a lot of them, a lot of the ones that I've dealt with in my past, a lot of that shit is very mandatory.
I'm only going to read the top 10. We're going to do this again when women come. Yeah. So number nine.
How many is it?
Nigga, it's like 50. Number nine, be happy to see him. Okay. Free him with a warm smile and show sincerity in your desire to please him. Listen to him.
Number nine, then it should be one.
Yeah. Number nine should be one to me.
As he walk in the house.
Number 10. You may have a dozen important things to tell him, but the moment of his arrival is not the time.
No, facts.
Let him talk first. Remember, his topics of conversation are more important than yours. Oh, my God.
Hey, no, real talk.
Oh, my God.
Hey, can I tell you something?
Oh, my God.
They cooking on him.
They cooking on this motherfucker. God damn.
Have you ever had a car? And then motherfuckers come knock on the window like...
No, they basically like, we don't want to hear that bullshit you talking about.
God
bro,
damn.
They literally told women, his topic of conversation is more important than yours. So whatever nagging, whatever bullshit you got to tell him, zip it, shut the fuck up, and open your ears and listen to whatever he got to say. And greet him with a smile, a warm meal, some fresh lingerie, make sure the kids just shut the fuck up.
Man.
Don't even have the laundry going. This is crazy. I'm born in the wrong era, cuz. Take me back to 1955, nigga. Man. They got a guide for the wives. Imagine telling these women today.
Oh, no.
These feministic, egotistical bitches today.
They
that
be
your
like,
man idea is more important than yours.
All they going to say in this video, are you married? I'm not doing that until I'm married.
And then when they get married, then it's like, well, why I got to do it? I already got the ring. Like, it's right. Always going to be an excuse.
That's a gang of shit to remember.
And that was only 10, nigga. It's a whole list. It's
really, honestly, because a lot of
that's kinda, normal shit.
Yeah, that's normal shit, though. Honestly, because really, if you a woman, you got to realize, man, we go out here and battle the shit in this world, man. We got to be here for one another.
Bro, they telling you to be, not my bad. They telling women to be happy as if, you know how you leave the house and then you come back and the dog is waiting for you at the door?
Like jumping up and down. Yeah. Real talk. That's why a dog is man's best friend. A dog will show you more love than... Shit, the women nowadays by this standard, shit.
Than a human for sure. Dog gonna show you love.
Man.
Now, that's a super fact, bro. This is crazy. Take me back to 1955, nigga.
That's real talk.
That shit is wild. So, they gonna call me misogynist for that one, but it is what it is, man. Okay, in other news, I don't know if y'all saw this. There was this Mexican podcast.
Oh, yeah, I seen that.
I forget the name of the podcast. But basically, they went out there on record to say that blacks are holding them back in hip-hop.
Yeah, that was the craziest
shit. They said
shit I
blacks
heard.
Only let Hispanics get so successful in rap. Like, we are gatekeeping hip-hop from Hispanic culture. What y'all think about this? This is crazy.
This is some more bullshit to me. Yeah. But this is what is basically finding any reason to basically go against us. It's like, I seen them bring up Kendrick and shit. And they brought up Kendrick. And was basically mad that Kendrick didn't bring Lefty or somebody else to perform at one of the performances
At the pop out and at the forum.
He put this man on this new album.
He only had three words, crazy, right. Spooky, and hilarious.
Gave him
bro.
An opportunity, gave him a big opportunity to be one of the biggest albums of the year.
Facts.
And to sit here and say, that's like me telling you, I give you the game, give you the sauce, tell you go spread your wings. I'm trying to, like, I'm clipping your wings.
I'm going to just keep it G with you, bro. And I got Mexican homeboys, certain Mexican songs that do be knocking songs. But overall, bro, Mexican rap isn't that good. Like,
that's facts.
In general, it's just not that good. I mean, you had Lil Rob. I know you got Lefty Gunplay. You got Cypress Hills and what was the cat? He was with YG and them. Sad Boy Loco. Like, it's only a handful of them I can really name.
They so cool.
You know what I'm saying? It's only so much you can name. Like they're not gonna excel in this culture.
They think they're supposed to be bigger than what they are. It's like because they like the music. Majority of the world ain't listening to it. It's like most of your fan base is coming from that. So
exactly. It's coming from it. And then on top of that, too, like they typically when they rap, they're rapping about like the cholo style. You know what I'm saying? Like we don't relate to a lot of their music and it's kind of just for them. So it's only gonna be limited of who's gonna bump their music.
But
so
to say that like we're gatekeeping and we're holding them back, we're the most welcome race. We allow anybody to come in hip hop and dissect and dilute the culture no matter what. You know what I'm saying? We accept everybody with open arms. So to say we're holding people back is crazy fucking work. I just feel like that was just some controversy they needed to say.
They just saying
to
shit.
Even really feel that way, it's like what? If your shit trash or not.
Hey, check this out, cuz. Hip hop is our culture, period. If you a guest, shut the fuck up and enjoy being a guest. So whoever said that on that podcast, fuck them niggas, straight up.
Yeah,
ain't no tap dancing, ain't no nothing. Fuck them niggas, period. Get them niggas out the culture. Stop covering our culture. Cover your motherfucking culture if you feel that way. Because you're not holding yourself back, right? Your people not holding you back. So go do podcasts about your culture, nigga. Go do podcasts about Hispanic music. Go do Hispanic music where y'all not holding each other back if this the way you feel. Because really, that was just some undertone racist shit. Really, you just said fuck niggas. That's just what it is. You see Kendrick, number one, Jay-Z, Nas. Then you looking up there like, damn, who's the Hispanic Jay? Who's the Hispanic Nas? Who's the Hispanic Pac? Oh, they got to be holding us back.
Or they need an Eminem, huh? Like how Eminem's like the great white rapper.
Yes, but it's like, nigga, the nigga put, Kendrick put one of y'all fucking hip-hop rappers. I don't even go in on Lefty because Lefty don't do nothing but show us love. He let him get on his album to say four words and get a plaque off that. He didn't have to put Lefty on that, nigga. You know how many black hip-hop artists that's out here putting in work who could have took that slot and had a real verse? He let him say four words and become one of the most popular four words on the entire album. Show that nigga crazy love. Fuck is you goofy-ass niggas talking about? I'm getting tired of everybody dancing around these motherfuckers who throwing darts at us. Like, this ain't our culture.
I ain't never heard no black people trip about us being mariachi singers. I don't ever hear us about being oppressed about being mariachi singers or trying to join nobody else's culture or nothing like that. So I don't understand what the hate is.
Why step are we your even your up. Topic, nigga?
Yeah, I just say step your level up. I don't just think, like, I don't know any good Mexican rappers that just make a nigga want to bump they shit like that.
Most of y'all is fucking trash. That's just what it is. I ain't saying it ain't no good Hispanic rappers, but the majority is garbage, nigga. The masses ain't listening to it. That's what it is. It's not niggas holding you back. You niggas is terrible.
But how would
shout out to the good Hispanic rappers. Shout out to the Hispanics that fuck with the culture. This ain't got nothing to do with y'all. These is these bozos.
But how would we be holding somebody back in rap culture? Like, not the A&Rs, not the people who make the deals.
We
not,
don't even have that type of control. That's right. What I'm saying.
That's they what just, I'm saying. Yeah, so that's it's what like, it's us holding y'all back. It's crazy work.
It just sounds like they just wanted to say fuck niggas just to say fuck niggas.
Okay, so the podcast name was Hater World. Makes sense. Hating ass niggas. Your podcast is named Hater World. You fucked up there from the start. We don't own the record labels. Mm-hmm. Nigga, you know who run the music industry. Goofy, we've been getting fucked over for years. Niggas is still crying about getting fucked over. And you saying we holding y'all back? How? Who's signing y'all? We're not tap dancing around this, cuz. Fuck Hater World, and I said it. Viral Way, Mr. Viral himself said it. They got a problem. I don't give a fuck. Fuck them niggas. Niggas ain't gonna keep just disrespecting us and getting away with it. And everybody wanna be all politically correct and, oh, we gotta dance around this top. No, we don't, nigga. They said fuck us. Fuck them niggas. Yeah. Get them out the culture, period.
Then when you approach them, they gonna say it's content.
Niggas is crazy. Then they gonna call us racist. Oh, they being racist. Nigga, what the fuck are y'all talking about? Every podcast I seen who brought a Hispanic on showed crazy love. Every single one. That's how y'all get y'all buzz. Y'all come to the niggas. Get the buzz up. Niggas co-sign. Then everybody start fucking with y'all. I don't see y'all bringing nobody to y'all shit. What niggas have been to Hater World? Let me know.
I think it was a black nigga on there. At the time they was talking.
It was a nigga on there? I gotta go look that shit up.
I think it was a black, but he probably was a black Southsider.
Did he give any, like, what did he say?
He was talking. He was one of the main ones talking.
No, what I mean by, like, up-and-coming hip-hop artists from the city and surrounding cities. Are they bringing them on to showcase
them? I wasn't saying that like that. I was just saying I think it was a black nigga when they was having that conversation. But nah, I don't know. I don't know nobody that they brought. I don't know. It's like they come do features with us. How many blacks are going to go do features with them? And they don't even got to be about all that. He gave his opinion on the shit, and it was just like, we see it for what it is. It's like, you blaming us for what, nigga?
Okay, the one black that I see, because I'm going down their YouTube, he's a black Southsider. So even the black you bring come from your world. What niggas are y'all showcasing? What Crips, what Bloods, what non-affiliates? What blacks are y'all showcasing? Because I'm looking and I'm going down for months. I don't see no niggas.
I'm going to just ask you this. What Hispanic rapper are you bumping right now? That's like legitimately good. Like, we always talk about rap. We always talk about good rap music. What Hispanic rapper are you bumping right now?
I don't listen to them because I can't relate to what they're rapping about.
I literally just said that. While you walked away, it's like, we don't really relate to much. You know.
The closest I would say is like Big Pun.
Oh yeah, but you
he's
know,
Puerto
yeah.
Rican.
Yeah,
the pun was a little loose. So y'all wasn't banging Fat Joe.
Nah, I wasn't banging Fat Joe.
Y'all fucking with crack.
Nah, I wasn't fucking with crack. I was fucking with his hits.
I told you it's a nigga up north that I like though. That nigga, I don't even know if he Hispanic, but he hang around all black. So Weez Gotti, I like a lot of
Weez Gotti hard.
Yeah, if he is Hispanic,
no, Weez Gotti hard.
Yeah,
but all I'm saying is, bro, don't even mention the culture if you ain't showing love, because it's a blessing for you to even be able to be a part of it. Straight up. Because if niggas really start saying, fuck everybody, we ain't doing nothing with nobody, niggas will have no motion. Because you can't get no motion without us, period. I don't give a fuck how you feel. That's just point blank, period, nigga. So, yeah, fuck them niggas, straight up. That's niggas talking about we hold niggas back. Nigga, what? When the fuck we ever try to hold somebody back? The fuck is you niggas talking about? Nigga, get your fucking bars up.
I literally just said that.
Learn how to make songs, nigga, and be relatable. Nobody want to hear that shit. It's garbage. Garbage.
What they straight say, the higher the socks, the downer the fool.
They're not even doing that no more. Go back to that. They're not doing that. They doing what we doing. Mad at us because we don't want to let niggas say nigga. We don't want to let them say nigga. Oh, man, y'all racist. Man, get the fuck out of here. Niggas is crazy. That bullshit.
Summer breeze just sitting around. That's all I think. Lil Rod, I'm really trying to think like, damn.
Okay, so this is a topic that was heavily requested by the fans, the supporters. I don't even know if y'all even seen it, but Almighty Suspect from No Jumper and Jay Leak from No Jumper got into another crash out. They got into another argument. So the first argument that was going back and forth, Almighty caught a viral moment. He had two watches on. He started clapping in her face because she got up and was yelling at him, and his watch exploded off his wrist. That shit went viral. It went everywhere, right?
Like how Ace Hood shit happened.
Yeah, it was an Ace Hood 2.0. Damn. So they got in another debate. I don't even know what the debate was over. They start going back and forth. She called him a bitch. You know, she real animated. She, blood, woo, woo. She gets up aggressively, is like walking around, pacing like she finna fire off on him. He's antagonizing her. So eventually he start calling her a bitch back. You know how Almighty get it yelling, oh, yeah, oh, you mad. And everybody mad at Almighty saying that, why you arguing with a female? Why you called her a bitch? So they villainized him, even though she called him a bitch first and she got aggressive with him first and she started getting personal with him first, saying, oh, you had a loving mother and this and that. And I guess that was an insult to him from her, is he had a mother that loved him. So I don't know where that came from. Because
he's basically referring to her as a bitch. You want to talk to your mama like that? That's what she's trying to get.
No, she just was saying, like, you're a good kid. Like, you're not a thug. You're a fake pimp. You this, you that. You got put off of BPS. Why you not from BPS no more? Because, you know, there's a viral video going around of him, I think, allegedly getting put off. Like, he used to claim that shit. But then he like, nah, I'm just pimping. Hmm. So she started going personal with him. And come to find out, the backstory, she hit him up to do content. And I guess they was flirting back and forth in the messages. And they were supposed to go out. He wound up flaking on her. But he helped her get the job in No Jumper. But after this recent crash out, because he exposed she don't got custody of her kids. She was allegedly a crystal meth head. She's a smoker, this and that. She wound up quitting No Jumper after this last crash out, saying it's too hostile, this, that, and the third. And I want to say her brother was there during this altercation. Because when Almighty called her a bitch, he said, hey, man, chill out. And Almighty got on his bumper like, nah, ain't no chill out. She called me a bitch first. Ain't no chill out after that. So do y'all think he was wrong for crashing out on her?
When it comes to that shit over there, you never know if it's they doing it just for content. Because why even sit down with her after the first time? I wouldn't even be sitting down with the bitch again. So if that was the case, I don't know, man. I don't know what to believe when it comes to their content. So He shouldn't have put himself in that position, man. And to an extent, you don't want to catch yourself trying to be arguing with women too much in that space. Like, so he should have just stepped up out of there if that was the case. But they started getting into it from what? They just,
Flocko, you a cold nigga because you low-key instigated that shit, though.
Oh, he did? Cuz stirred it up?
Yeah, Flocko low-key stirred the pot and sat back.
He brought up the old shit or something?
Because he was acting, pretty much. He brought up the old shit saying that, you know, y'all used to be cool. Can we squash this, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, they backtracked, started talking about the old shit of, oh, I ain't tripping, it ain't nothing to squash. And then, you know, one thing led to another. They got into another argument. She get to yelling, hey, blood, woo, woo, bitch ass nigga, you ain't no real goon, you ain't no street nigga, you soft, this, that, and the third. So he go back up on her, fuck you, bitch, you ain't even got custody of your kids. You a smoker, you this, you that.
I just think when you on a podcast like that, going back and forth with a woman, it kind of gets you, it puts you in a lower frequency, makes you seem feminine as well, because now you're going back and forth with
you
the
matching
woman.
Energy
yeah,
with her.
You matching yeah. energy, so it kind of make you look like a bitch yourself. So honestly, it's kind of to the point where like I don't really argue with women. Matter of fact, if you yelling at me, don't even talk to me above whispering if you got attitude, because I don't even want to have that energy of we going back and forth. He could have just left it at that, like, look, you out of pocket, you need to chill out. And if she's still going up and up, he should have just highlighted his brother, like, hey, bro, check your sister. If not, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to have an issue with you. Because you know what I'm saying, you can't win with a woman when it comes to words, especially when there's a camera in front of you. So at that point, you should be like, hey, bro, get your sister. If not, homie, hey, what's happening with it? Because now I'm about to take my frustration on you now, because you see with your sister being disrespectful. Plus, I helped her get the job. Man, you better go and fire both of you motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? He should have just at this point turned the energy on his brother then.
Yeah, it's like that old saying, don't argue with fools, because people from a distance can't tell who is who. So you kind of, you did lower yourself to her standard. But he let it be known, I don't care. I'll argue with anybody. If I feel you wrong or I got an opposing opinion, I'll debate about it. That's his get down. That's his character. That's who he is. So me personally, I probably wouldn't have been sitting there going back and forth once she start yelling and screaming and jumping up and all that. And your brother right here, like you said, hey, what's up with your sister?
Yeah.
Because I can't do nothing to her, but I can do something to you. Exactly. So if you're going to sit here and let her go up on me, I'm finna go up on you. That's what I tell bitches all the time. Go get a nigga. Go get a man. I don't want to argue with you. I'm not finna argue with you. Go get your brother, your daddy, your cousin, your uncle, somebody that I can talk to. And if it go left, we can go the route where men take exactly, it. It's the physical violence.
At that point, women are so emotional. Even if you making sense, if you being logical,
they don't care.
They don't care. They just want to be right. Them being loud makes them right. It don't even matter if they're wrong. Them being louder than you makes them right, or making it seem like they punking you or whatever the case may be. And like you said, at that point, hey, go get a man. Go get a brother. Go get a father. Go get an uncle. Get somebody I can speak with in a calm demeanor. Or if not, if it go left, at least we can handle it as men.
But what I will say is, it's all fair game if you want to act like a man. Because somebody in the comments was like, oh, y'all support men yelling at women. Listen, bro, you're not finna be up in my face calling me no bitch ass niggas and all that and think you getting a pass because you a woman. Respect my space and respect me as a human. Fuck that. I don't care, man, woman, nothing. As a human and an adult, you're going to respect me the same way a man is going to respect me, or it's going to be consequences, period. So by him calling her a bitch back, no, he wasn't out of pocket. She called the man out his name first. All of that, overlook everything because it's females. Them days is over, bro. Your parents lied to you. Don't tolerate disrespect from nobody. And women got to learn how to stay in a woman's place. Why are you arguing with a man?
Exactly.
You know he'll beat the shit out you. So what's the point of even arguing with him? You're not going to win that battle.
They're going to win the argument. They're going to win them emotional games.
Yeah, that's what they want. They want to drain your energy from that and just, you don't win with a woman. At that point, that's when you just got to cut it off. Like, all right, we done. That's when you set the tone like, hey, this conversation's done. We about to table it, whatever the case may be. You put her in her place at that point. Just like, look, I ain't about to even go there with you.
I just found it interesting that she quit. I'm like, damn, she quit. So she must have not been getting paid enough to put up with the hostile environment. And I don't know, it's just another one bites the dust over there at No Jumper. It's just
but
that shit crazy.
That type of shit, if it's real or fake, can become draining. And then it's like you start to go off the way things are ran. And you might look at it like, I don't want to really be doing all this fake ass shit. So you never know where that stems from. Like you said, and then bread might not be enough for it. Like, this shit draining me. The notoriety ain't really what it's cracked up to be. Yeah, so.
But it was like the homie DW pointed that shit out too, though. He like, they
like
want to see it. They want to see the crash out. This is what they want.
It's like the Zeus Network of podcasts.
Yes, and they're going to entice the environment for the crash outs to happen. They're going to instigate it to happen. So that can be draining if that's not what you want. So to her, she like, fuck that. I'm going to go back to doing my blogs. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Mozzie affiliate. She might can go tap in with Mozzie.
Man, tapping in with Mozzie is gonna get you on his intro of his album. Never mind, let me stop.
we'll see where she lives.
He did him a favor on that.
We'll see where this drama leads. If she goes back, Adam was on vacation. I think he's on vacation another week or so. So it looked like Lush been running the building over there, Lush and Flacco. And I mean, you know, this is what's been going on. This is what occurred. It seemed like her and Almighty can't be in the same room. Almighty done turned into Sharp 2.0. Usually it's Sharp arguing at the women and got them storming off. But Sharp is gone. So now Almighty, he's filling that role low key, you know? So I just think, I don't know, it was immature, but it is content.
Build up around three?
You said what?
You think they're going to build up around three?
Yeah, well, you know, Adam come back. Adam might bring her back.
Try to be narrating.
Try to be the peacekeeper.
What's really going on?
Yeah, because, you know, that's what their content is built around. The storylines inside of the inside of the work environment is always a beef between the co-workers. So her and Almighty Suspect is the new beef. That's the new storyline to follow. So we'll see where it goes.
That seems corny.
Yeah, I mean, that ain't my cup of tea. I ain't got the energy for that, cuz. Yeah, we're going to crash. We're going to crash for real.
They
speaking
of crash. They was talking about Aaron the Plumber and Faux Extra supposed to be catching a fade. Y'all hear about that shit?
Well, Adam was saying, you know, they was hyping it up. Because Faux Extra talking about catching all the fades. He got the notoriety from that. Aaron the Plumber's actually running fades. So they're like, that's a good fight. Aaron the Plumber said he would take the fade. But Adam, you got to fight too, because you're not just finna exploit us and make money. Get your ass in the ring. There's people out here that want to fight you. Get your ass in the ring too.
Yeah, that was funny when I seen that. Adam, the first nigga I seen to tell Adam to squabble something.
Yeah. Nah, Ruga told her to get in. Adam said, I'm not a boxer. I'm blicking shit, so.
No.
But speaking of Mozzie, you listen to his new album. He got a new album out. Shout out to M-O-Z-Z. Shout out to M-O-Z-Z-Y. Mozzie's new album is out. Let's do a quick review on that, because I've been listening to that.
You fucking with it?
It's called Intrusive Thoughts. So Mozzie just dropped a joint project with Celly Rue, or Celly Rue dropped the project. But either way, I seen Mozzie on a couple tracks with Celly Rue. So I was assuming there was a joint project coming. So Mozzie's building his buzz back up. Now he drops his solo project, Intrusive Thoughts. It is 18 songs on there, which is a lot of songs in modern hip hop and modern rap and modern music. Usually you get a 7-8 song EP and they call it an album. So Mozzie's taking us back to the golden era with 18 songs. He got Celly Rue on there. He got E-Mozzie on there. He got ESTG on there. And he got Polo G on there. For the most part, it's a solo project.
And he got Sue Surf features on there, Free Surf.
That was one of the standout tracks to me. He had Sue Surf call in from the feds and drop a freestyle. And Sue Surf sound like he ain't lost a step. He barred the fuck up.
He actually sound like he got better to me.
For sure he got better. His substance in that was crazy. So whoever Surf battle, that first battle out, is going to be a sacrificial lamb. Because that nigga's loaded up. And the fans is going to eat every single bar up. And that nigga sound like he is growing hella mentally. But what did y'all think of the album?
I think the album, shout out to Mozzie, but I think it was regular Mozzie to me. Like, it wasn't.
It didn't stand out.
It's Mozzie has a crazy work ethic in a long catalog. So a lot of his stuff that you get, I feel like the beat selection was a lot similar to what he always uses, the same type of beats and stuff like that. So I think that's limiting low-key his range of the type of topics he should talk about. He speaks a lot of real shit to me, though, still. But I just think it was basic Mozzie. It wasn't nothing like, I think Mozzie, with his flow and the things he talks about, he should take it outside of the normal of what he's used to, trying to find a different creative space and get comfortable doing things he's not comfortable doing.
I couldn't get through all the whole album. Yeah, I was trying to bump it in the gym on Friday. It wasn't really moving me as much. I thought the intro was hilarious because of how old boy was on social media talking about, man, Mozzie, put me on. And I thought off tops when I first heard the voice, I had to make sure I was listening to the album. And I thought that was funny. He was like, man, put me on. And shit, he put him on the album. And then after that, I was kind of like listening to it, but I was kind of like, it didn't really catch my attention too much. I got to listen to it, you know what I'm saying, all the way through. But I didn't really get it. You know, like you said, bro, it's like typical.
That shit is hilarious, because I posted that video on the podcast page. Yeah,
I was looking for it. You know what's crazy? Because the same thing you did, I put the CD on, I thought that the podcast page was talking.
Yeah, I didn't know. I had to double check.
I'm like, damn, that's crazy. Oh, this is the first song, and it's basically Mozzie is showing. This is probably why you're in a position you're in with Mozzie. I have to watch you, and I'm letting you know that I know, like, type shit.
That shit was hilarious.
I thought it was funny.
Hey, so if y'all don't know.
At that point, he's begging. It's like hater vibes at that point. It's like, nigga, I cannot keep you around.
So if y'all don't know what's going on, one of Mozzie's homeboys, I guess that he grew up with from his neighborhood, right, jumps on Instagram. Go, Mozzie, what's going on, man? I'm 4th Avenue, baby. I'm from the sandbox with you. How the fuck you signing all these contracts for millions? How the fuck am I still at work? Why the fuck? He said, why the fuck am I still at work? Like basically, You're a millionaire. Yeah. I should be a millionaire because we from the same hood and grew up together. So I find it hilarious that Mozzie took that clip and put him on because he's begging, put me on, put me on, put me on.
Got I'll give you what you want.
I'm going to put you on. Show you begging to the world, nigga. Because just because I'm a millionaire and we homies don't mean I got to take care of you like I'm your fucking father, nigga. So that to me was comedy. The album was dope to me. It was typical Mozzie. A lot of pain music. A lot of talking about Sly and a lot of redemption for his homies and the homies that he lost. A standout track to me was No Fabrication. That shit is hard. That's the last one on the album. Yes, that beat is crazy. That sample is crazy. The wordplay is crazy. You know you're going to get a crazy, crazy... You know you're going to get crazy wordplay from Mozzie every time. So to me, that's one of the hottest tracks on the album.
I like Under Oath, too.
Under Oath is hot. Reputation with Celly Rue is hot. Celly Rue barred up. Celly Rue could be where Mozzie's at if he would just step up his work ethic and drop more music. Because to me, Celly Rue drops a lot more radio-type friendly songs than Mozzie does. But to me, I've said this before in the past, I think Mozzie really reached his peak. I don't think he's trying to really experiment outside of his sound to push him to the next pillar or the next level of rap. I feel this is his lane. He's at the top upper echelon of that lane, and that's where he's comfortable at. He's not really trying to experiment too much with his sound. That's why y'all say the beats is kind of similar. Yeah. He must be content.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm going to check out some of the songs you just said, but I couldn't get through the album. I was in the gym trying to get through, and I was like, let me just go back to my boy Kevin Gates. But I did like the intro. I ain't going to lie. The intro, it made, like I said, I had to look at the double at the phone when I heard it. I'm like, funny, though.
It's slap. It's slap for sure. It's just, but it's still what I expect already when I go.
So what y'all giving it out of 1 to 10 then?
I got to listen to it again, bro. Like I said, when I turned it on, I ran through it, and I played that No Fabrication, like, back to back to back. I played Free Surf back to back to back. I listened to that, like, 5 times in the gym. Surf was going crazy. He had some bars on there. I listened to Reputation back to back to back. He put 10% on there. That track has been out for a while. It's hot, too, though.
I didn't think he was going to put that on there. That dude slapped.
Under Oath is hot.
I'll give it, like, a 7.
7.
Yeah, by like a year. 7 is good.
I give it like a 7. Only reason because, like I say, from beat selection and as far as not, you know, different type of tracks to me. Like, yeah, he does make pain music. He does make street music or drill music, however people want to see it. But he does talk about real life shit in his music. I just don't see him. He's not trying to be like a super lyricist or nothing like that, like going out of his element, like I said before. Shout out to Mozzie album. Go slap that if you ain't heard it already.
Okay, so we're going to end this with a controversial topic. With all this drama surrounding the Carmelo Anthony case, there's another stabbing case in Texas that, ironically, the media is not talking about. It's not going viral, and there's zero outrage. So 18-year-old Kaysen Allison, well, scratch that. His victim, okay, let me start from the jump. Let me refresh that because I don't see his age on here, but they were in high school. So there's a teen, a white teen, Kaysen Allison, stabbed 18-year-old Jose Luis Joe Ramirez Jr. multiple times during a fight involving several students, May 18, 2022, at Belmont High in Belton. Police arrested Allison shortly after the incident and found a folding knife at his home covered in what appeared to be blood. He's now charged with murder. Ramirez's stepbrother, Josh Rios, testified Wednesday that the pair had planned to fight in a different location following an altercation over a girl at an after-prom party. According to Rios, Allison was behaving inappropriately with the friend's date, prompting Rios to step in. During cross-examination Thursday, the defense questioned Rios' testimony that Allison and Ramirez got into an altercation in the school parking lot before the stabbing. Rios claimed that Ramirez informed him about a fight with Allison in the parking lot that morning. However, the footage failed to show any evidence of that altercation. They questioned Rios on his brother's arrest. Rios testified that he was aware Ramirez had been arrested and that Ramirez had gotten into a fight with the 17-year-old. The defense questioned Rios about the events in the bathroom. Can you assert that Kaysen had no reason to be afraid? I do not believe he was afraid. He could have left the bathroom when he saw us if he was afraid. Rios acknowledged that he didn't attempt to break up the fight once it started and admitted that he took a swing at Allison's friend who had accompanied him into the bathroom. On Tuesday, former Belton High School students, I don't even know his name, Tito and Angelo testified. They were two of the six people, including Allison and Ramirez, inside the restroom when the fight broke out. Damn, this article was long as hell.
Yeah.
This article was long as hell. So long story short, there were two other teenagers who got into a fight. They got into an earlier altercation. They agreed to go fight again. And one of the teens end up stabbing the other teen. And this didn't really make the news at all. And the trial is going on right now. And I just find it ironic that with a white and Hispanic being involved, there's no outrage behind it. So what y'all think about this shit?
It's just like, we know what's going on. It's no outrage because none of the parties was black. Mm-hmm. So that's the main focal point and the key. But then it sounds like with his situation in the bathroom, they didn't tell him if he was getting packed out or what. But that's what it sounds like, six people in the bathroom, and he talking about he fired on a friend. So usually when shit like that happened, niggas and probably got cracking on you in there. Mm-hmm. Probably was either winning the fight, and they jumped in, or however it went. I don't know. As far as just based off that description, I would have to put that together.
So it said the knife punctured Ramirez's lung. So they just did that. They ran the autopsy.
He stabbed him more
than
once.
On day four of the Kaysen Allison trial. So he stabbed him multiple times. So the white kid stabbed the Hispanic kid multiple times, I guess in a melee. One of the stabs punctured his lungs. And they found the knife at his home with the blood still on it. But nobody is mentioning this. They're all focused on this Carmelo Anthony case. And they want to swear it's not about race, but it's ironic that Carmelo Anthony's black. He did the stabbing. He's a murderer. He's this, he's that.
They got them all in the news and everything already. They ain't put that boy, the mother boys in the news. They ain't showing us that every day. And it's crazy because they say right now, unfortunate that white people are having a Trayvon Martin moment.
Mm. So the white kid did the stabbing, and there's no white people outraged about this white kid stabbing this Hispanic kid. Nobody's calling him a murderer. No one is even mentioning this. And he stabbed him multiple times in a fight where other kids were involved. I guess it was a melee. Everybody's doing fist fighting. He pulls out a knife, gets to poke at him multiple times.
He brought back the
county. But it's the perfect example. We know what time it is. They staying on code.
Exactly. But they're pretending like they don't know what's going on.
Right. They don't have to even speak on it. They're just gonna let it play out because they know if they give energy to it, then it's gonna hurt his situation. So they know how to stay on code. They know how to stay on code without having to address and say it.
But this just proves that it is racially motivated because you got two teens who've done similar acts. One's being vilified and being called out for the death penalty. The other's not even being mentioned. Bro, even to the point that Senator Ted Cruz, this fucking dirtbag, retweeted a false story about Carmelo Anthony's family spending the money that they raised for lawyer fees on a mansion and a new car. Come to find out, that shit was false. The car that they had, they had been had it. And then the house that they had, I guess they was been renting already. So they acted like they used his money to go buy cars and mansions and shit. And he is a senator. He is a fucking, as a matter of fact, I think he's the governor. He retweeted this. Literally, Ted Cruz. You can go to his Twitter. He represents the great state of Texas in the U.S. Senate. Retweeted this. So somebody with this type of influential power is retweeting propaganda trying to sway the jurors on this case is a fucking red flag.
And it's fucked up because now that they make these cases so public, like we say, they already keep deemed guilty regardless. You starting to paint the narrative as they should look at him as being guilty. Whether people believe he's guilty or not, he's still not ever going to get a fair trial by him being on the news every day and people deciding.
The public already have their opinion of it.
Yeah, people already deciding. So by the time they pick the jury has been swayed by the narratives that's in the media.
Bro, you got a U.S. senator from Texas,
he's gonna get murdered.
Ted Cruz, retweeting propaganda stories about Carmelo Anthony before any other evidence is even brought out to trial. Why isn't Ted Cruz talking about this Allison case? Because this also happened in Texas. And this happened a few years ago. And they just now going to trial. Why isn't Ted Cruz or everybody else who's outraged about a teen having a knife? Why nobody questioning why Allison had a knife? Why nobody questioning why he pulled out a knife where everybody else is fist fighting and he stabbed somebody multiple times?
Man.
Carmelo just poked him once. And I'm pretty sure that was to get him off him. I don't think he was aiming for the heart. Like, he's some type of super assassin.
No. Right. He would just, whatever it was, thing, close proximity. Yourself. Yep, close proximity. But where's that outrage, too? Remember with that Florida State shooting? Y'all hear about that?
Talk about it.
Man, the Florida State shooting about the this little white kid, man. His mom's supposed to be a sheriff. A sheriff deputy, and came up to the school and started popping shit. You know what I'm saying? And I think he got like two or three mercs under his belt as far as the shooting wise. But you know what I'm saying? Where's that same energy when one of them do these type of crimes? It's to the point now where we giving them so many passes of, you know, they're doing it so much that like, it's kind of like we like numb to this shit now. Like the shock value of this has like, it's like a casualty of just normal things that's happening in the United States. Okay. So the thing about it is, why isn't the governor of Florida tripping on that? And how the fuck did this kid get access to a deputy gun? Isn't that shit supposed to be secure? You're a deputy of the law. Your shit should be most secure in your household. You held to a higher standard at that point.
But this is why it's so important to stay on code with our people and just us in general, because we see how dangerous it could be. They're spreading false news on a teen's case. Regardless, people always say, let the courts handle it, let this handle it. A nigga had the audacity. There's so much on code, they're willing to go by any means necessary to get you out the way, whether it's real or fake, spreading false news, false stories. But people don't believe. Now they're assassinating characters of the parents. Are we getting, y'all getting money to help them get a lawyer, and then they go spend it on a house and shit? Who, they not thinking about that right now? That's what's even more crazy, trying to make it look like they splurging and shit off of other people's support.
Why did Cason Allison have a knife? Why did he bring a knife on school campus? According to everybody in the comments, that's premeditated murder.
Yep.
So this should be open and shut, right? Where's the outrage for Ramirez who lost his life? I don't see that same outrage from the people who are outraged over Austin Metcalf. I'm even seeing people make White Lives Matter posters with Austin Metcalf's face on it. What happened to All Lives Matter? Mm-hmm. I thought All Lives Mattered. Because when we was dying at the hands of the police, being gunned down, unarmed for seemingly no reason, and we decided to say, hey, Black Lives Matter, y'all came out and said, no, all lives matter. So why the fuck y'all putting up posters saying White Lives Matter, playing the race card now? Like, bro, the contradiction is disgusting. Yeah. Y'all want to talk about, oh, look at the culture, they're violent. Bro, look at history. Who did the raping? Of entire countries, pillaging.
Mass slaughtering.
Mass slaughter. Hundreds of thousands, millions of people.
Spreading diseases.
Taking over countries, literally, by force. Killing entire villages. Who did that?
Yep.
Like, why do y'all want to ignore the facts? This is the shit that pissed me off about these fucking people. Y'all want to play the race card over here because blacks involved. But then when y'all, this is worse, bro. He stabbed him multiple times. Multiple.
He was trying to get him.
He was trying to kill him. He was trying to end his life. He stabbed him multiple times, pierced his lung, took the knife home as a trophy, nigga.
Yeah, that's an overkill at that point.
Took the knife home with the blood on it, like this memorabilia. Hmm? Y'all not saying shit. And this is in Texas. This is what I call bullshit. Y'all only saying what y'all saying because Carmelo Black and Austin Metcalf is white. Y'all playing a race card, bro. Period, point blank. I don't give a fuck. Because it's a Mexican who got his life taken by a white kid. White people not saying shit.
Where's the Hispanic outrage at that point?
I don't even know if they know about it. I know. To the Hispanics, too, because I seen a lot of Hispanics in the comments talking about Carmelo need to go to jail. Y'all need to be worried about what the fuck going on with y'all. Because one of y'all just got taken out.
Exactly. Where's the Brown Lives Matter or something
I'm speaking up for y'all. So why y'all in the comments speaking out against us? I'm more outraged for y'all than a lot of y'all in the comments are.
They should be down there tripping right now. They should be down there protesting, trying to raise money or something like that.
It's always a race thing, bro. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. It's always about race. If it's us, it's wrong. If it's them, it's right. Period, point blank. They got every fucking excuse in the book for Kyle Rittenhouse, for Daniel Penny, who killed somebody making verbal threats. The man didn't even touch nobody. He made a verbal threat, and that was enough to take his life. And Daniel Penny walked.
Trayvon Martin, hoodie, just looking suspicious. A kid looking suspicious.
Oh, Trayvon beat him up. Nigga, this is a grown-ass man who stalked this kid through a neighborhood at night. And he had a gun on him.
Even go back to what was his name? Remember back in the day, what was the dude named Sean Bill?
Yeah, they shot him 50 times on his wedding night. Yeah. Gunned him down.
That was crazy.
Amadou Diallo. The list goes on, bro. Fuck y'all, what y'all talking about? Because I'm not letting y'all get away with this shit. It's race thing, point blank, period. Stay on fucking code. All you dumbass niggas running around fucking verbally lynching your people in the media, even if you believe he guilty, shut the fuck up and let it play out.
Exactly.
You don't see them jumping out crucifying Allison, Kayshon Allison. I ain't seen a white person say nothing yet.
And that's a phrase for the day, man. Stay on code.
Stay on code, man. Y'all share, like, subscribe to the channel. We gonna get up out of here, though, man. The viral way. Bam!
Jerome, see
ain't no handouts, I did it from the ground up. Yeah. In the streets, thuggin' hard is where they found us. Got a problem, nigga, watch my troopers mount up. My bitches bang too, and you a lame though. You niggas ain't outside, yeah, we came through. You want your lights so we put you on the shade.